2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, the 15-minute morning show. I'm sorry, the 14-and-a-half-minute morning show podcast. we could redo that opening and make it shorter and have like a 14-minute and 45-second podcast. It's up to you guys. I don't know.
It has a ring.
Are we okay with the length?
It has a ring.
I like it.
Speaking of length, share the text message you got today, Froggy.
From which one?
Oh, yeah.
The penis
somebody
one.
Grew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the text message. Hold on a second. I'll pull it back up. It says, "Dear Froggy, I grew 3 inches in 2 weeks. Would you like the same results? Click this link to order now."
Ooh. Is it height? Is it height? Because I'll take it.
No, I think it was penis.
Send that to Gandhi. Can you forward that to Gandhi? Do you want a larger penis? You could do it that way.
Yes. I'll take a larger penis or 3 inches, which would make me 5'3".
I have two questions.
I mean, we could all use some of that BD energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could.
Number one, who the fuck signed me up for something like that? Number one.
I did.
Your wife.
Okay. And number two, does that shit really work? Like, are people really taking these penis enlargement pills?
I don't know. Garrett, did it work with you?
Yes, it did.
Brody?
It did.
Brody, did it work? I don't know.
There's not enough pills for me.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Brody.
Hey, you did that on purpose?
Brody, yeah. What is that in the background? Behind you, Brody.
Oh, that old thing? That's just my surfboard.
Oh, okay. Another thing. That was not there the other day.
It's always been there. What are you talking about?
Why do you have your surfboard there?
Okay, guys, let me open the room. Okay, so here we are, the 14-and-a-half-minute morning show podcast. We've got Froggy, we've got Danielle, we've got Skeery, Straight Nate, Gandhi, and there's Garrett, and there's Dave Brody, and our best friend, Smiling Steven from Q102 Philly. Hi, Steven.
Hey, Steven.
You look good with a beard. I mean, yeah, like a real beard. All right, so Nate, do you want to set this up with what we're doing with Deja?
Yeah, so Smiling Steven he's getting a little bit of vacation, rightly so. I think we all deserve it. And he needs to train a replacement, somebody to run our show on his end while we're on vacation. So he found Deja, who by his account is a great board op, knows her stuff, but doesn't know the show. So she's learning the show, but at the same time, doesn't know the show in that she's never seen us except for you, Elvis. So Steven took it upon himself to say, okay, well, what do you think all of the cast members look like? And so she came up with some descriptions of what she thinks that we look like based on what we sound like. So.
Okay, before we get this going, because I think this is a brilliant idea. Steven, do you have total faith in Deja and her ability to not mess up our show more than we already mess it up?
Yes, she's been running it all day today, so it's been sounding perfect, and she's been doing a fantastic job. I've just kind of been in that, you know, in the driver's car when they have you do the driver's test, they have that like emergency brake. I'm there just in case I need to hit that brake, but I haven't had to hit it at all, so she's doing well.
Good.
Okay, by the way, Brody says he can't hear Steven. Can you hear Steven?
He's not going to be able to hear him.
We're
neither
not
will
be
Garrett
to,
unfortunately
so
because of
not,
the way this whole
I'll
thing is
not.
Configured
yeah,
sorry.
What? Why is it configured that way?
Because there are two separate sound cards running on my
laptop. You're both, everyone's talking at the same time. What is going on here? Now, Garrett, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I won't be able to hear Steven because he's on a different program. Because he's on a different program, it has to come through a different source. So Brody and I will just sit there and nod like this, like we're listening. So it goes well.
Well, no, but we're recording the Zoom room video, but they can't hear Brody or Garrett. Deanna can't hear you.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Froggy's picking up all the audio from all the microphones.
Yes.
Not a problem. The only difference here is Brody and Garrett will not be able to hear Zoom room audio, which is Deja and Steven, because they're in the Zoom room.
So Deja can
talk my apologies.
About us, and we won't know.
No. Well, and Dave, so Brody and Garrett, I apologize, but you can listen to it later. But this is kind of cool. All right, Steven. Is it time to, how do you want to do this? Are you going to introduce us to Deja? We by the way, guessed what she looks like. Gandhi did anyway. Do you want to remind us what you guessed Deja looked like?
Yes. I think she has black hair, brown skin, maybe a little bit darker than me, but not too much. I think she has a really pretty smile, and she seems very bubbly, like she's always smiling. Just good energy.
Okay. Okay.
It's my guess.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Steven, it's up to you. Whenever, however you want to do this, and invite Deja to the Zoom room.
Shouldn't he tell everybody what her answers were before he brings her in to see us? Or
no, because we're looking at her first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Scary.
She's never seen us. Either.
Right. Bring her in. Yeah. Sounds good? All right.
Here we go. Yeah, Deja, let's just go.
Let's switch places. It's all you.
This is exciting. We've never seen Deja.
I know. I can't wait.
Deja!
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah!
Oh, wow. You are so beautiful. I mean, we should not objectify people, but let's do it. You look beautiful.
Thank you. Hi.
She looks disappointed. Hi. I'll be honest. She looks disappointed in us.
Right. I am not. Yes. I'm so happy.
Okay. So, here's how Deja describes. So, you already know what I look like. So, we got that out of the way. Mm-hmm. So, you described, don't acknowledge who you are when I'm describing you. I hear a dog barking. Deja, is that your dog? Whose dog is that?
No, I'm in the city. Okay. There's no dog.
All right. Well, that was Brody. Okay. So, Deja, you described Froggy as short on the chubby side with brown hair, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Froggy, show us yourself. Froggy!
Hey,
there
it is.
No.
Hi, Froggy.
Hi. Sorry to disappoint. I am 6 foot tall, even 6 foot even.
Wow, I'm way off.
And you're not chubby, are you?
No, I'm a little chubby. I can stand to lose a pound or two, but no, I'm not overly.
Oh, shut up.
You're really just not at all.
I don't know, Deja. I think this is all the more reason we should be judging people. All right, so. Danielle, you described as short red hair, blue eyes, pale skin. Say hello to Deja, Danielle.
Hi!
There we go. And I said collarbone hair, so you're kind of...
Yes. She was close. The only thing she really didn't get was the blue eyes. I have brown eyes. So really, she was kind of close. I'm only 5'2" on a good day, so you know.
Okay. Okay. I think by process of elimination, Deja, you have figured out Gandhi. you described as brown. She has brown skin, black hair. She's short, not petite, but big boobs. Gandhi, say hello to Deja.
Hey, Gandhi.
I think you were right about everything except the big boobs. I got no boobs. Danielle got all the boobs. I'm jealous. Yeah.
Yeah, Deja, my boobs are bigger than everyone's boobs on the show, but they're big old hairy man boobs. We don't even talk about those. All right, so Deja, you describe Nate as average-looking college student, and he carries a book bag around. Do you want to explain exactly what is this you're describing?
Not really even a nerd, like just that like busy guy in the city. I don't know. I just picture you in the city with like one of those bags that go across your shoulder, just like a book bag carrying
stuff
around.
It's actually a backpack, and you're pretty
accurate. Yeah.
So that's straight Nate, and he's letting his hair. He's not going to cut his hair in the year 2020. He's decided. He looks like a mad scientist.
See, you kind of fit my description, just a little bit, like how I picture you to my head, just a little bit.
Thank you. See,
the average looking guy.
Yeah, she's a very average.
Very average.
Average, I'm okay with. Let's put it that way.
Deja, no one thinks Nate is more attractive than Nate, by the way. You just need to know that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Look at my hair. Look at how luscious it is.
Nate.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Now, Deja, finally, our favorite response from you. We asked you what Scary looks like. You said he was tall and muscular and looked like Pauly D. Say hello to Scary D.
Cabs are here.
Oh my God. No.
It's teacher time.
Scary.
Oh my God.
Show Deja your abs. Scary. Scary, there he is.
Yeah.
Deja missed it. Yeah. Okay. So Deja, I don't know. Nope. You're maybe a little off on Scary, but it's okay.
I said tall. You're tall, Scary. So I'm not.
Oh, I'm 5'11".
Okay.
My hair is not as tall as Pauly D's, but, I am Italian. I may act like a Guido sometimes, but
that's
I do
it.
Not.
You may act like a Guido sometimes.
I have no tattoos.
He is a Guido.
I can't mix DJ. I can't spin.
So, can't spin. So Deja, tell us about you. Why do you want to work in this world that we're working in? What attracted you to radio and media?
I just like to talk and I love music. I guess that is pretty much sums it up in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's good reason.
And how long have you worked there? How long have you worked at iHeart in Philly?
Since November. So I just graduated college. I graduated from Temple in May. I did radio there and it's just kind of something I always like to do.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. To us. And now we have Deja, but Steven, we've known Steven since he was an intern for us in New York, and we love Steven.
Steven
and
the told fact me that.
Yeah. Well, so I have an idea. Let's take a vacation next week and just give the whole show to Deja and never come back.
Never. Like, never.
There you go.
I would probably have a panic attack. Not gonna lie.
I know, but you see, that's what we do. You just be real. Have a real panic attack and people will, they'll listen. You'll get big ratings. Panic attacks, equal ratings. It's all good. Well, it's a pleasure meeting you. We can't wait to meet you in person where we don't infect each other and that kind of stuff.
I know, but, right? Well, it's nice meeting you guys.
You
and
too,
to actually
Deja.
Get some
Thank
faces
so
with voices because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and if ever you need anything from us, just get in touch with the average chief executive producer, Nate.
Nate, be in contact
I'll take average.
With you.
I'll be honest. I think she was most shocked at Froggy's appearance. And I think when I first met you guys, I was most shocked at Froggy's appearance.
Why?
Not to say that,
why?
Not to say
I
that
think
you
it's
look
the name.
Weird or anything, but it's just you have
the name.
Such a deep voice. I would expect you to be a bigger guy.
Oh, well.
Oh.
She
expects him to be a short little guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Take that, not little man. All right, well, Deja, it's been a pleasure having you on our podcast, and thank you so much for holding down the fort while Steven takes a very, very well-deserved vacation, okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you, guys.
All right. Deja, everyone.
Nice meeting you.
Hi.
Nice
to meet you.
Nice meeting
wow.
you.
Wow. Thanks for making our podcast interesting for once. It never really is.
This is a good day.
This is good. Steven, thank you so much. We appreciate Steven, it.
Here he goes.
Don't
right
infect
there.
Deja.
6 feet.
There he goes.
Oh my God. That was a close encounter.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, you got really close with her. Okay. Well, be careful. Be careful. You're very close to Deja. We need her nice and healthy to run the show next week. We love 100%. You, Steven. And we
love you too.
Enjoy your vacation, okay?
Thank Take care. You. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. Wow. So Brody and Garrett.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry about the mix-up. But let's make the last 2 minutes all about Brody and Garrett. You start,
Fair enough.
Garrett.
All right. Well, you know, where I am right now in my house, this is where my wife works. So she sees patients. So she does telemedicine. So if you were a patient right now, this is what it would look like from the other end. So I'm in my wife's office, technically, with a ring light. And yeah.
I think out of everyone on the show, you have switched locations on the Zoom room more than anyone.
Gotta love Wi-Fi.
No, Brody,
good Wi-Fi.
Brody,
yeah.
Let's talk about this surfboard that you claim has been on the Zoom room every day. This is the first time I've seen it.
He puts new stuff back there all the time. The trophies surfaced
right.
out of
he
nowhere.
Does.
Now we
he
have
does.
A surfboard. Yeah.
It's my surfboard. I got it in Hawaii.
When's the last time you surfed on it?
I was 21.
They made
surfboards
when you
were a surfer?
Yeah, I like took surfing
that.
Lessons in Hawaii.
That looks like a surfboard a 2-year-old would use. It looks kind of small.
It's so small. Brody, why is it so little?
It looks small behind you.
Well, when you get to be really good, you can use a smaller surfboard.
Oh yeah.
Did you pay full price for the surfboard?
Yes.
Gandhi, while you were corresponding with Nate before you came to work for us, what did you think he looked like?
Nate, I thought... Oh, Brody. Okay, so Brody was a... Okay, when I first met Brody, and it was via email, just based on the way that he spoke to me and the conversation we were having, I 100% thought he was a corporate suit. And then I met Brody, wow. and he's like exactly the opposite. Yeah.
No, he's cargo shorts, baby. It's all cargo shorts.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, tomorrow it'll be just all of us in the Zoom room. I think we're time up, right, Frog?
We are time up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're time up,
Buttercup.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.